Hello everyone, welcome to Callum's Curious Creatures podcast, and I'm here with even more anticipating animal facts that are sure to spice up your day. Today, we're going to be taking a look at sugar gliders. Here you'll learn more about these short but super sweet creatures, almost like my podcast in a way, so they're less yapping and more educating. It's time for some facts. Sugar gliders are small precious possums that are found in the deadly Down Under, more specifically in Australia. Since sugar gliders are possums, this makes them marsupials, making them related to other outback critters such as kangaroos, koalas and wombats. As their name suggests, sugar gliders have the ability to soar through the skies using the flap of skin connected to their front and back legs, similar to that of flying squirrels. By stretching these flaps out, they're able to glide humongous distances, with some being able to reach almost half the length of a soccer pitch. They've definitely scored themselves their airborne reputation, that's for sure. And speaking of reputation, these palm-sized parachutes are very sociable animals, often playing with members of their own kind, but don't let their playful nature fool you, as their temper can soar to vicious levels, becoming quite atrocious when it comes to defending their territory, something that some people or predators find out much too late. Mess with these tiny terrors, and you'll be met with a maelstrom of teeth, and yes, these things do bite. And speaking of bite, let's look deeper into what these crucial cuties like to eat for lunch, as well as what animals would adore having them for lunch. For a sugar glider's grocery list, tree sap, insects, nectar, and the occasional fruit. Oh, just what a glorious glider needs for a healthy life. As for predators, owls, kookaburras, goannas, and even your pet cat would fancy some plain food for dinner. Say, would you ever like to own a sugar glider as a pet? Because some people actually do. But in retrospect, sugar gliders are much sweeter outside your home, because when they're indoors, they cause a whole lot of ruckus, such as scratching your wallpaper with their long sharp nails, dropping their dung mid-flight like they're some kind of jet bomber, or simply crashing into furniture due to them not being adept in flying in confined spaces. If you're up to the challenge, then feel free to glide on down to the local pet store and test your luck. Don't say I didn't warn you if your house ends up looking like a chimpanzee war zone after just a few days. Alright then, that's enough jibber jabbering from me today. Tune in next week to learn some more curious creatures facts from the walking encyclopedia of wildlife itself, Callum. See you later!